Wayne, how are you this morning?
I'm good, yes. It definitely it's been a chill here at Reach Sydney in the last few days. So staying inside and trying to stay warm is the best thing to do, I think.
Absolutely. And look, that was a fantastic little introduction there. And the funny thing is that I try to not read them in advance. Our producers write the Wayne intros each week, and that was a belter.
Well, I have been out the last two nights. I have to brave the cold. I've been to two Vivid events over the last two nights. So both fantastic.
What'd you go see?
I saw Liars at the Opera House on Tuesday night. Of course, Angus is Australian, but been based overseas for a long time. So I've seen them a couple of times before, but they were fantastic. Really, really great. They played in the studio, which was a really nice little environment for them. And then last night, I had the absolute pleasure of seeing Aaron Sorkin at the State Theatre, interviewed by Lee Sales, and that was absolutely fantastic. Just the great TV movie writer, just absolutely brilliant hearing him speak.
Yeah, right. Okay. I didn't realise that Aaron Sorkin and interview was a part of Vivid. That's interesting. I was sort of more looking at the music this year, but yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, well, I think if you get these, like, they have ID. I think it's like Light, music and ideas, so he was part of the ideas. They're talking about some other things coming on. I think they got Baz Luhrmann, the director, doing one somewhere on Sunday, and there's quite a few others. But yeah, as soon as it came, I saw Aaron Sorkin's name, I said, I'm buying tickets straight away.
What's your favourite Aaron Sorkin film, Wayne?
Definitely The Social Network. I think it's an absolute masterpiece, and I still cannot believe it didn't win Best Picture. It should have romped in. I just think it's a perfect film. You know, I also love Moneyball, which he wrote.
I'm a big fan of Moneyball.
And The West Wing, obviously, in the TV side, which he spoke a lot about The West Wing last night. So, he's just a brilliant writer. So he was really interesting to listen to. But I'd say The Social Networks, he's, as far as writing, that's his number one. I think that's just a brilliant film.
It is. All right. Well, speaking of entertainment, Wayne, let's get underway. What have we got first for the 4x2 this morning?
Well, I'm going to start with something a little bit different. I think I mentioned last week that I was travelling down to Melbourne to the Hold Steady, so I'm going to do a little review of that just because it was so special. Steady, as you know, might know, is a veteran band from Minneapolis, been around for quite a few years. Now, I bought tickets for this show way back at the end of 2019 because it was supposed to be happening in May 2020.
Man.
Pandemic got in the way, postponed a couple of times. It finally came. So this is the first time I'd seen an international act of any sort, I think, since March 2020. So it was just so good to be in a room and feel like be feeling normal again. So the idea was, it's called The Weekender. It was only in Melbourne, three nights. One night they would play everything of Boys and Girls in America, which I'd probably consider as their greatest album. Night two, they would do Stay Positive. And night three was fan favourites, so just a bit of everything. It was just a fantastic night. Croxton Band Room in Northcote, and really just a really rapturous audience, singing along to every single song. I think we talked about Craig Finn last week. He's not your typical rock star, but the way he captures the audience and the way he sort of prances around the stage and involves the crowd and everything, he really, really just does it so well. He's such a great frontman. The band, obviously, been together for a long time. They're just a well-oiled machine. The six of them on there, they all just a really great guitarist. Got Franz on the keyboards. And it was just really great. So Boys and Girls in America, they actually didn't play it from start to finish. They sort of mixed it up, which is different. So you got to hear every song, but it wasn't like, I know what's going to come next.
Yeah, okay.
And they mixed in quite a few others. So they played in all up 21 songs plus a four-song encore. And as an extra pleasure, Melbourne band Quivers, who I really liked, they were the support. And two of the members of Quivers came out and sung with them on Chill Out Tent. I just want to talk about it because it was just a beautiful night and I just felt so good to actually see a band from another country playing in our country.
Yeah.
It just did my heart a lot of good.
Absolutely. I think... I can't remember who I was speaking with, but it was sort of like you don't realise how much you miss live music until you see live music.
Absolutely.
That sounds like an awesome show. Fantastic.
Yeah, no, it was just it was great. And yeah, the crowd was great, band was great, and so backing up from last week. If you haven't heard the Craig Finn album, get onto that.
Yep.
If you haven't heard the latest Hold Steady Open Door Policy, which came out sort of about just over a year ago, I'd highly recommend that. I think that's their best album in probably a decade. And if you saw me coming up, there's plenty coming up. I think Love Splendor sideshows, and also still quite a few Vivid shows. Just get out. I think it's live music needs to be supported.
Yep, absolutely. There's heaps going on. All right, Wayne, what's next? What's number two for the 4x2 today?
Okay, well, I'm going to recommend an album that came out a couple of weeks ago, but I really, really love it. It's by an act called Sadurn. It's S-A-D-U-R-N. They're from Philadelphia, and it's a debut album. It's called Radiator. And I guess the best way to describe it, it's just perfectly formed indie folk. It began, like a lot of these, projects, as a solo project of a woman called Genevieve De Groot. She started probably 5 or 6 years ago. I read an interview where she sort of admitted she didn't really pick up a guitar till she finished college. She just sing a bit. But she only sort of got serious, as I said, probably 5 or 6 years ago, and has been working on, they've been doing a lot of, homemade EPs, just working things out, slowly expanding the band. A fellow called John Cox came on board as a guitarist, and then they added a couple of years ago Amelia and Tabitha on drums and bass to form a fully fledged band. And then, like everything, pandemic hit. So they had to sort of delay trying to get that debut album out. But like a lot of, DIY bands, they actually rented an Airbnb up in the Poconos and had a makeshift recording studio and come up with this album called Radiator. Features like really, really beautiful harmonies, very spare instrumentals, and Genevieve's voice is just really, it's like the perfect voice for me. It just hits me in the right way. So if you like some really tender, really great little melodies, bit of indie folk, this album's really great. And if I can recommend one song on it, the opening song called Snake will be one of my favourite songs of the year. So I've got another song to play later, but anyone out there just wants to listen to it, listen to Snake by Sadurn.
Okay, I'm putting that on my list 100%, Wayne, because this sounds right up my alley as well. Fantastic.
Yeah. I think you'll like it, Steph. I think, it's just a beautiful album.
Great, great, great. Okay, well, let's move on. What's number three on the 4x2?
Okay, well, if you're trying to stay inside and stay warm, here's a fun show that I think you can enjoy. It's called Acapulco. It's a fairly light comedy. It's very enjoyable, funny, got a lot of warmth. So it's first season, 10 episodes. This is an Apple TV production. So if you've got your Apple TV subscription, you can watch it. 10 half-hour episodes. It's concerned with a fellow called Maximo. So it sort of starts in the present day. He's become, and we don't know how, but he's become like a multimillionaire, and he's at his beachside mansion talking to his nephew about his time in Acapulco back in 1984, where he worked at a resort. So Maximo was from a very poor background. He lives at home with his mother, who sort of works, hard, but doesn't have any money, with his sister, and he gets a job just working at the resort. So it's sort of a lighthearted look at his time there, the goings on in the resort, how he sort of learnt to climb the ladder, and it's sort of a bit of, nice little juxtaposition of the difference between the American tourists coming down and the sort of the Mexicans that, work for them and how they're treated. So there's a nice bit of social commentary there. But all in all, it's just a very light, enjoyable, funny, warm show. There will be a second season, so I guess we'll see more of the growth of Maximo and his goings on, and how he ended up to be
cool,
to be wealthy. So just a fun show. I really enjoyed it.
Okay, how can we see that one, Wayne?
Oh, so that's on Apple TV.
Oh, okay, Apple TV. Yeah, great.
Yeah,
Sounds good. Acapulco, I'm just having a look now. It does look light. Looks like some cool colours and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's also, if you watch it, you're going to probably enjoy the warmth, not only of the characters, but of the actual setting. So maybe lying on a beach in Acapulco might be fun right now.
get some warmth by digital osmosis exactly. While you're watching Acapulco this weekend. All right, Wayne, let's move on to our last review of the day. What have you got for us?
Okay, well, talking about veteran bands like the Hold Steady, we're going to have the new album from one of the great American bands, probably now the last 30 years. They've been around for a long time, and that's the great Wilco. So they released their new album last week called Cruel Country. And they actually, Jeff Tweedy has admitted, this is a deliberate return to country. So it's sort of reminiscent of their very early albums like Being There and AM. The one actually I sort of even struck more of a similarity was Uncle Tupelo, which was the band that Tweedy was in before Wilco. So it has a lot of reminiscence of them. So even though they've said it's a return to country, to me it's more that old country sound. So don't expect Garth Brooks, expect more like Uncle Tupelo. And it's very restrained album, quite dark lyrically in parts, but the music's very warm. The other interesting thing, as I said, not only is it a double album with 21 songs, but it was basically all live takes. They wanted to make it feel natural and spontaneous. It was the first time, I think, in a decade that all six members all were there recording exactly the same time at The Loft in their studio in Chicago. So it's, as I said, primarily all live takes. And I just really enjoy it. It's one of those albums. I mean, I'm a big Wilco fan, big fan of the voice of Jeff Tweedy. I've just been loving listening to this. It's one of those albums that can sort of suit anywhere. But if you're sort of maybe sitting reading a book or just relaxing, just sort of sink back into those Wilco sounds. So as I said, not really too country, more on the old country folk basis, but really fine album. So quite remarkable considering how long they're going, that they can still come up with something as beautiful as this.
Fantastic. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing this track. What can you tell us about the title track from the album?
Well, yeah, as I said, the title track called Cruel Country, and I guess it has the word country in it, but I think this more refers to country as in America. So it's sort of, I guess, it's a plea for, like, I guess, being critical of your country. The opening line is, I love life. Country like a little boy, red, white and blue. But there's an underline coming up is where he says, all you have to do is sing in the choir, kill yourself every once in a while. So it's more of a, I guess, it's one of those things about you can love your country, but you actually should be critical of it. It's like saying, you know, be proud, but be aware. Don't sit on the sidelines. Don't just cheer on your country without looking at its faults. And obviously there's a lot of soul searching in America with gun violence and so on. So Jeff, sort of the way he writes it, I think it's just really beautiful. So it's definitely one of those moments where it's like, hey, you can love your country, but you know, let's look under the hood a bit and be more reflective of what's going on. And this song is sort of, I guess, indicative of what the album sounds like. It's very, very laid back, very restrained. It just has that beautiful Tweedy voice at the top.
Wonderful. Well, here it is. It's Cruel Country, the title track from the new album by Wilco. Wayne, thank you so much once again for joining us. It's been great.
Great. Thanks, Beth. See ya.
Thanks. Talk next week. Here it is, Cruel Country by Wilco, as recommended by Wayne Massingham on his 4x2 on the Daily on 2SER 107.3.
I love my country. Still.